Blackstone Audio presents Wilkie Collins, A Brief Life by Peter Ackroyd. This book is read by Gilbert Jackson. Chapter 1. The Omni. The peculiar appearance of Mr. Wilkie Collins made him stand out in an Omni, as the London bus was frequently called. At 5 feet and 6 inches, he was relatively short, even for the 1850s and 1860s. His head was too large for his body, his arms and his legs were a little too short, while his hands and feet were too small and considered to be rather like a woman's. There was a large bump on his right temple as a result of a gynecological accident. It was sometimes called a swelling of the frontal bone. He was always aware of his oddity, and declared that nature had, in his case, been a bad artist. He believed that his high shoulders and his generally broad body were quite out of all proportion to his large and intellectual head. He was extremely short-sighted and always wore spectacles. In his 30s he grew a beard, thus lending much-needed symmetry to his face. In his published work, he often draws attention to physical abnormalities that give a clue to distinctive character. He was very interested in what was then the science of physiognomy, but he also mentions, among other ailments, epilepsy, spinal defects, facial deformities, and paralysis of the limbs. His friend, Holman Hunt, gave an account of his demeanour. When welcoming a guest, he would rock himself backwards and forwards while clasping his knees.